The New Science of Physical Health.
In today's lesson, you are going to learn how to crack the wellness code. The exclusive secrets of the health calculator. 7 million people have used this so far. Don't be left behind. This technology is not like other health data. Tracking your calories, your steps, your distance moved, the number of times you took part in physical activity, how much you stand each day, and more. All of these do not have massive volumes of scientific evidence behind them. If you do not use the health calculator discussed in this lesson, then you will be at more serious risk of sickness, disease, and premature death. Please enjoy this lesson from the New Science of Physical Health.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining me at this lesson. I love the title here, Cracking the Wellness Code, the exclusive secrets of something called the Health Calculator. 7 million people worldwide have used this so far. Don't be left behind. This very exciting episode for me, a very exciting lesson to teach people, because this technology that I'm about to walk you through doesn't come from a app development company, doesn't come from a bunch of software developers, people just trying to sell you something to give you an idea of where your health status is right now based on just the software that they write. What I'm about to walk you through has been built by the Norwegian technology of science, the Norwegian University of Technology and Science in Trondheim in Norway. So there is a professor there who I've mentioned in previous lessons, okay? Professor Ulrik Wisloff, who I've had the great opportunity years ago to interview. And as I record this particular lesson, he's left Norway and is now on sabbatical in a year working away from Norway. Can you believe, of all countries on the planet, he's right here in my country of Australia. So I'm going to spend some time with him and one of his colleagues talking or interviewing him, spending time talking about walking through this comprehensive medical research that he's done. And my goal in the New Science of Physical Health and the tool that we're creating for release in 2024, the Perfect Health Lesson, is I'm incorporating in a lot of the research that he's had into those particular platforms so that we can break down complex medical research into simple lessons that we can all use. That's what I do as a health and physical education teacher. So I'm going to walk you through today something, I call it the health calculator, because I feel like that, and I'll talk about why I feel like that's a better description, but the Norwegian University of Technology and Science and Professor Wisloff and the team that he leads, not just him by himself, great team of people. I've spoken to some people up there in Norway, had a couple of video calls with them, Alf and his team up there, just fantastic people. I cannot rave enough about the tools and technology that they're producing. My goal as a teacher is simply to take the complexity of it and break it down into simple lessons, because that's my expertise. So I love the most evidence-based medical research, not just stuff that people make up and say, what about this? What about this? No, let's go through and have the evidence behind cracking the wellness code, the exclusive secrets of the health calculator. Now, Professor Wisloff and his team call it the fitness calculator. For my purposes in this teaching episode, I'm going to call it the health calculator. But before I get into the health calculator and how you can get access to it, it's very exciting. I'll go through that at the end of the lesson. So before, let's start the lesson this way. Talking about, very briefly, who is Professor Ulrik Wisloff and the team that he leads. So if you've never listened to a lesson before, never come across this program, The New Science of Physical Health, I have spoken about Professor Wisloff before, but he is the head of the Cardiac Exercise Research Group at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology in Trondheim, Norway. I think that's how you pronounce it, Trondheim. I think that's how you pronounce it, Trondheim. Hopefully, the Norwegians out there, you'll be able to tell me what it is and message me and say this is how you pronounce it. He's a leading expert in the field of exercise physiology. He's a PhD and has published over 300 scientific articles on the topic. Professor Wisloff has conducted extensive, massive research on the health benefits of exercise, physical activity, both planned and unplanned, including the effects of something called high-intensity interval training, high-intensity physical activity, which I love doing, by the way, even though I'm 57, about to turn 58 years old. So on the effects of that on cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular disease, if you don't know, number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death worldwide. And his use of exercise, physical activity, planned and unplanned, as a treatment for this number one killer, catastrophic cardiovascular events. He has also been involved in the development of and helped create the health calculator, which he calls the fitness calculator. It's based on his research on the relationship between heart rate and health outcomes. So critical. The relationship between your heart rate and your physical health outcomes today and into the future. Professor Wisloff, widely recognized for his contributions to the field of exercise physiology and has received numerous awards and honors for his work, including the European Society's of Cardiology's Outstanding Achievement Award in 2018. So this is very interesting. So it says on the bio that he leads a team of 55 employees at the Department of Circulation and Medical Imaging at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology. And as I mentioned, he's here in Australia because he's an honorary professor at the University of Queensland, Australia. So that's the next state up from here. I live in New South Wales, and he has housed himself up there in the University of Queensland. So how respected, before I get into the health, how respected is Professor Wisloff as a research professor? So Google Scholar offers a metric called a H-index to quantify the impact of a researcher's publication. So the H-index is a measure of both the productivity and the citation impact of an individual researcher's publication, so a professor. It's based on the number of papers a researcher has published and the number of times those papers have been cited by other scholars. So after 20 years of research, he's had more than 20 years now, he's in his 50s like I am, a H-index score of 20 is classified as good. A H-index score for a research professor of 40 is outstanding. A H-index score of 60 is truly exceptional. Professor Ulrich Wisloff, this is why I love the work that he does, has a H-index score of 94. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Unbelievable. So if you stay with me to the end of the lesson, I'm going to give you the steps of how you can share in a web class that I have done and created with Professor Wisloff and put some of the interview that I did with him into a web class, and how you can get an unbelievable result in guaranteeing a reduction in complications from what I call the big four: excess weight or obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, high blood sugar, diabetes, and the cluster of conditions known as metabolic disease. So that's who Professor Wisloff is. That's the basis of the health calculator. So I'm going to walk you through. This might even take a couple of lessons for us to do this. And I'll end once we've got to a certain point in time here, because it'll be a time-based lesson. I'm going to walk you through the health calculator. So I'm going to walk you through the accuracy of the health calculator, the fact that the health calculator can predict premature death. These are the topics we're going to do in the lesson. The health calculator reveals your risk of heart disease. The health calculator estimates your fitness and health risk if you have something called atrial fibrillation. The health calculator can tell you something about your risk of cancer. The health calculator can predict things about your mental health. The health calculator is linked to brain size and dementia. The health calculator warns you about a terrible disease called fatty liver disease. So based on your score in the health calculator, and I'm going to talk to you about my score in a minute. And the health calculator can also predict and estimate things about rheumatoid arthritis. So that's what the health calculator we're going to talk about here. So I'll give you an example right now of how this works, and I'll give you access at the end of the lesson to get the software that I'm talking about that automatically calculates something called your health age. Once again, inside the software, it's called your fitness age. I like the health age. It's just, as a teacher, that one grips me more for a particular reason, which I'll cover during the lesson. So right now, I'm using the software that you will get access to by clicking a link in the show notes, and you can go to a web page and find out how you can get access to the health calculator. So right now, my birthday age, born in 1966, so as I record this, I'm 57 years old, soon be 58, which is fantastic. My birthday age is 57 because that's how many years have elapsed since I was born. But based on my planned and unplanned physical activity and the conversion of my heart rate pattern, so you've all seen a heart rate graph somewhere along the line. We know if we were to, we can put a smartwatch on your wrist today, and for over a 24-hour period, you can have a heart rate graph that measures how many times your heart was beating every single minute. So some parts of the day, yours could depend, if you're walking up a flight of stairs, your heart, depending on how much physical activity you've been doing in the last 90 days or so, will determine whether or not I could walk up a flight of stairs. I do lots of physical activity. I could walk up, say, four flights of stairs, and at 57, my heart rate might get up to 125 beats a minute. It's not very high. Another person who is 35 years of age, so 20 years younger than me, 22 years younger than me, who's not involved in any physical activity on a regular basis, their heart rate could get up to 150 beats a minute. That's not good, by the way, because that means that their body's struggling to get up the stairs. So your heart rate pattern is a reflection of your health status. I won't go into why that is, about oxygen demand and delivery of oxygen to your muscles through the red blood cells and a hemoglobin, a whole bunch of stuff. I won't go into that right now. I'm just touching on it, but about right now. What I will say is this. As I record this right now, based on my physical activity levels, the calculator, the health calculator, the software that I've got access to, automatically calculates it on a daily basis based on my heart rate pattern. And I'm 57 birthday years, but according to the health calculator, I'm only 44 health years. That is so exciting to literally be 13 years younger than what my chronological or birthday age is. But it's based on, now, that sounds like, oh, just, you know, saying how many steps. It doesn't sound like it's really important data, because it sounds like, when I talk about that at a cursory glance, it sounds like I'm saying, well, that's just like the calories that you have on an app on a phone, or how many calories you burned in physical activity for that day, how many steps you walked that day, how many kilometers and distance or miles you went that day. It doesn't sound any more important than any other piece of health data or fitness data that you can get off your smartphone. Nothing could be further from the truth. What I'm about to reveal to you in cracking the wellness code is the health calculator is far, far more evidentiary about your health status than steps, miles or kilometers, steps you've taken, miles or kilometers you've walked in a day, calories you've burned, number of activity sessions you've done in a week, how long you've been physically active for, how many hours you've stood for the day. All of that stuff is insignificant compared to the data, the scientific evidence behind the health calculator and the example I just gave you of me. I'm 57 birthday years, but I'm actually only 44 health years. That is just so cool. But what's the evidence behind that? Let's start in this lesson walking you through it. So in 2007 and 2008, several thousand Norwegians tested something called their CRF score, on a treadmill in the world's largest heart study called the Hunt Fitness Study. They also answered several questions and completed a health checkup as a part of the third Hunt study. That you, I won't talk in detail about the Hunt study, but I think it started back in the 1980s. Maybe it was earlier than that. I have to go back and look at it. But there's been three or four Hunt studies now, world's biggest heart study. And what happens is they could establish, by doing this, the researchers at Norway could establish the most important factors for health and fitness among healthy women and men. These factors, namely age, waist circumference, body mass index, leisure time physical activity, unplanned, I call that, and resting heart rate are included in the algorithm which constitutes the health calculator, or what the guys at the university call the fitness calculator. So later they showed that the health calculator is even more accurate in older adults. I wonder if I qualify as older, if we simply add measures of lung function to the model. However, the current calculator is accurate enough for all age groups based on research, not just made up data. And they haven't included the lung function measurements in the formula. The study was based on something called their Large Generation 100 study, which included direct measurements of CRF and lung function tests in almost 1,500 older adults. So let's get into some of the things that it does. It reveals your risk. After they made the health calculator, the researchers, Professor Wisoff and his team, showed that the health calculator estimated fitness number or health number is of greater importance for how long you can expect to live. That's why they recommend this is what the Norwegian University of Technology and Science recommend, every physician use the calculator to identify patients with high risk of lifestyle disease and early death. They still use the health calculator in much of their research, and each study makes them even more, they do so much ongoing research. Professor Wisoff's in Australia right now doing research. That every time they use it, it makes them more convinced that the calculator is a powerful tool to prevent lifestyle diseases. So it predicts early death. They estimated the health score in 37,000 healthy individuals who participated in Hunt Study 1 in the 1980s. That's right, so it started in the 1980s. When they followed them for 24 years and looked at the health outcomes, the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, things like heart attacks and strokes and kidney disease and other things, was 21% lower for people who scored in a high, for every time that their fitness age or health age went up by 3.5 milliliters per kilogram per minute, that's called 1 MET, they had a 21% reduction. So my current score inside the calculator is a score of 43. When I get it to 46.5, I've got a 21% decrease in my risk of cardiovascular disease. When I get it to 50, which I'm predicted using the software, it's predicted that I'll be at 50 within 90 days from now based on what I'm doing. I'll be a 42% lower risk of a cardiovascular event. That is just phenomenal. The risk of dying from all causes during follow-up was also gradually reduced by improving something called your health age. Improving it means decreasing it. So I went from 57 down to 44 by my health age by the physical activity I did. So moreover, the number that you get from the health calculator seems to be all you need, this is amazing, to estimate the risk of cardiovascular disease and premature death in presumably healthy individuals. They studied almost 40,000 participants from the world's largest heart study, the Hunt study, capital H-U-N-T, who were followed up for 17 years. The calculator estimated the risk to be about as good as its own when traditional risk factors for cardiovascular disease were included in the model. What else does this health calculator or fitness calculator do? It doesn't only predict risk of early death. It also predicts a heart attack risk in middle-aged and older individuals. That's definitely me. They followed 26,000 healthy men and women for 13 years. And with each one MET increase, that's 3.5 milliliters per kilogram per minute, the risk of an acute heart attack was 11% lower in women and 3% lower in men. So that is just fantastic, considering that my father passed away from a sudden heart attack at age 46. What else does it do? Predicts your risk of heart surgery. I don't want heart surgery. I hope other people listening to this program don't, and hope that the people that you care about don't. If you use this health calculator, in addition, it's shown that you'll have a lower risk of heart surgery the higher you score on the calculator, so the lower your fitness age. In the study, they followed more than 45,000 people for 20 years and showed that the risk of coronary artery bypass grafting, that's open heart surgery, was 11% lower for each increase of 3.5 milliliters per kilogram per minute. I'm not going to explain what that measurement means just here. I'll do that. I'll give you the opportunity to learn about that inside my online classroom, the Perfect Health Lesson Classroom. So the same study links high health scores, high health fitness score, fitness age, to an increased probability of a long life after heart surgery. For every 3.5 milliliters per kilogram per minute increase in that fitness score, the risk of premature death after heart surgery decreased by 15%. The risk of aortic valve replacement surgery, the aortic valve is the valve that works the most inside your heart every day beating, is reduced with this score, your fitness score being higher and your health age being lower. So among over 57,000 participants, these are not small numbers of people, in the HUNT 1, HUNT 2, and HUNT 3 study, the risk of developing something called aortic stenosis, aortic valve is your aorta is the main artery going into your heart. So the risk of developing a disease is called aortic stenosis, requiring surgery over the next few decades, was reduced by 15% for every one MET increase, every 3.5 milliliters per kilogram per minute, in an estimated CRF fitness score test. The fittest 20%, the healthiest 20% of people with a score had a 56% lower risk of surgery than the 20% with the worst score. That is just absolutely phenomenal. So the chances of long-term survival following surgery is also higher if you improved your health age. That means decrease your health age and raise something called your CRF score. Once again, I'm not going to delve into in this lesson the definition of CRF score, but it's the most important biometric that you can possibly measure. And that is also inside the software, which I'll give you access to by clicking the link in the show notes and going to the Perfect Health Lesson. So each increase of one MET reduced the risk of early death after so if you were happened to a person who had to get aortic valve surgery, if you then went ahead and used our software to lower your health age and increase your CRF fitness score, you'll reduce your risk of death by 37% after aortic valve surgery. That's amazing. I'm going to finish off on this particular one. I'm going to pick it up in the next lesson. Atrial fibrillation. So atrial fibrillation is a disease that you get where your heartbeat does not have a correct pattern, meaning you're supposed to have a regular heartbeat pattern, atrial fibrillation where it's irregular. And it's a disease that you can develop. Listen to this. The team at Norway have published results that link better estimated fitness or better estimated health CRF scores to a lower risk of atrial fibrillation, low risk of you getting it. In women, each increase of one MET, 3.5 milliliters per kilogram per minute on your CRF score, was associated with a 16% reduced risk of atrial fibrillation. That's massive. Whereas the corresponding reduction in risk for men was 5%. Even increasing, so that means if I increase my CRF score by 7 milliliters per kilogram per minute, I'll have a 10% reduction. So even increasing your CRF score over time seems to be beneficial to reduce the risk of atrial fibrillation. The results are based on data from, this is unbelievable, 40,000 men and women who participated in the HUNT 3 study. of which 22,000 had also participated in the Hunt 2 study years earlier. It's just unbelievable how much that this one calculator that you click the link in the show notes, take you to the Perfect Health Lesson, and you can get access to the software. So this is amazing. It's also confirmed that the fitness calculator estimates fitness accurately in people with established atrial fibrillation. So during the Hunt 4 fitness study, 652 men and women who had already been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, so they got to the point where they're very unhealthy, performed a CRF score test, and they used this sample to validate the fitness calculator in that group of patients of 652. In men, the calculator estimated their fitness to be very, very accurate. The main results of the research paper showed that people with established atrial fibrillation, so if you're listening to this and you either have it or know people that do, I do, I know people that have got atrial fibrillation, they are at a lower risk of earlier death and cardiovascular events, the higher they score on the fitness calculator, their CRF scores. The 25% of people with the highest age-adjusted fitness or health had 30 to 40% lower risk of atrial fibrillation attacks than those, because atrial fibrillation can kill you, had a 30 to 40% lower risk than those with lower estimated CRF scores. For each increase of 1 mEq, 3.5 milliliters per kilogram per minute, the health risk decreased between 12 to 15%. The study also includes a total of 1,117 men and women with confirmed atrial fibrillation followed up for 9 years. Unbelievable. So I've walked you through a series of different things that the health or fitness calculator does and the scientific evidence behind it. It's not just something like calories. Forget steps. Forget the number of exercise sessions you do. Forget the length of time that you've exercised for the week, the amount of kilometers or miles that you've walked on a particular day. I defy you to go out and find scientific, provable evidence that is anywhere near as comprehensive as what I've just covered. And I haven't even finished this lesson. So I'm going to start the next lesson about how the health calculator predicts cancer. I won't touch on that right now, but we'll start on that on the next particular lesson where we'll continue on with cracking the wellness code. Don't be left behind. Get a hold of the software that automatically calculates your health age and automatically calculates your CRF scores based on your heart rate patterns. It's evidence-based. These, in my opinion, from having spent almost now 4 decades as a classroom teacher, teaching the two topics I'm obsessed with, health and physical activity. I'm obsessed with it. And now I'm obsessed with breaking down complex medical research into simple lessons we can all understand and all use. I want you to use the health calculator and the fitness calculator. It's all one piece of software, by the way. Click the link in the show notes. Thanks for joining me at this particular lesson. Can't wait to share more with you as we go through and follow on about cracking the wellness code. 7 million people have used this right now. Don't be one of the people that's left behind. See you in the next lesson very soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of the New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024 called The Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.